Sound good? Good. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 157. The executive producer for this episode is John Anonymous. John, thanks for helping the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible to continue. This podcast comes to you every day of the week because we're reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. I'm happy that you're following along with me, and if this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and I'm committed to bringing God's Word to you every day, but for the next few days as we're coming up to Thanksgiving and a few days beyond, I will not be doing an after-reading commentary. My son and daughter-in-law are going to be visiting us from Florida, and I'll therefore be spending time with them. Believe it or not, it does take a fairly substantial amount of time to study and then write each day's commentary. So for the next few days, I'd rather spend that time with family. I hope you don't mind. But like I said, you'll get the scriptures that are on our schedule every single day. Sound good? Good. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today we're going to read Psalms 66 through 68, and to find out what Bible translation I'm using today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 157. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we open your Word today, I ask God that you speak to us. Help us, Lord, to take in what you have for us today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Psalms chapter 66. Shout happily to God, all the earth. Make music to praise the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awe-inspiring are your deeds. Your power is so great that your enemies will cringe in front of you. The whole earth will worship you. It will make music to praise you. It will make music to praise your name, Selah. Come and see what God has done, his awe-inspiring deeds for Adam's descendants. He turned the sea into dry land. They crossed the river on foot. We rejoiced because of what he did there. He rules forever with his might. His eyes watch the nations. Rebels will not be able to oppose him. Selah. Thank our God, you nations. Make the sound of his praise heard. He has kept us alive and has not allowed us to fall. You have tested us, O God. You have refined us in the same way silver is refined. You have trapped us in a net. You have laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but then you brought us out and refreshed us. I will come into your temple with burnt offerings. I will keep my vows to you, the vows made by my lips and spoken by my own mouth when I was in trouble. I will offer you a sacrifice of fattened livestock for burnt offerings, with the smoke from rams. I will offer cattle and goats. Selah. Come and listen, all who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. With my mouth I cried out to him. High praise was on my tongue. If I had thought about doing anything sinful, the Lord would not have listened to me. But God has heard me. He has paid attention to my prayer. Thanks be to God who has not rejected my prayer or taken away his mercy from me. Psalm chapter 67. May God show loving kindness toward us and bring good to us. May he make his face shine upon us. May your way be known on earth and your saving power among all nations. May the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will be fair when you judge the people and rule the nations of the earth. May the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. The earth has given its fruit. God, our God, will bring good to us. God will bring good to us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. Psalms chapter 68. God will arise. His enemies will be scattered. Those who hate him will flee from him. Blow them away like smoke. Let wicked people melt in God's presence like wax next to a fire. But let righteous people rejoice. Let them rejoice in God's presence. Let them overflow with joy. Sing to God. Make music to praise his name. Make a highway for him to ride through the deserts. The Lord is his name. Celebrate in his presence. The God who is in his holy dwelling place is the father of the fatherless and the defender of widows. God places lonely people in families. He leads prisoners out of prison into productive lives, but rebellious people must live in an unproductive land. O God, when you went in front of your people, when you marched through the desert, the earth quaked and the sky poured in the presence of the God of Sinai, in the presence of the God of Israel. You watered the land with plenty of rain, O God. You refreshed it when your land was exhausted. Your flock settled there. Out of your goodness, O God, you provided for oppressed people. The Lord gives instructions. The women who announce the good news are a large army. They say, "The kings of the armies flee, they run away. The women who remained at home will divide the goods. Though you stayed among the sheep pens, you will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver, its feathers with yellow gold." Meanwhile, the Almighty was still scattering kings there like snow falling on Mount Zalmon. The mountain of Bashan is the mountain of God. The mountain of Bashan is the mountain with many peaks. Why do you look with envy, you mountains with many peaks, at the mountain where God has chosen to live? Certainly the Lord will live there forever. The chariots of God are 20,000 in number, thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them. The God of Sinai is in his holy place. You went to the highest place. You took prisoners captive. You received gifts from people, even from rebellious people, so that the Lord God may live there. Thanks be to the Lord who daily carries our burdens for us. God is our salvation. Selah. Our God is the God of victories. The Almighty Lord is our escape from death. Certainly, God will crush the heads of his enemies and destroy even the hair on the heads of those who continue to be guilty. The Lord said, "I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea so that you, my people, may bathe your feet in blood, and the tongues of your dogs may lick the blood of your enemies." Your festival processions, O God, can be seen by everyone. They are the processions for my God, my King, into the holy place. The singers are in front, the musicians are behind them, the young women beating tambourines are between them. Thank God, the Lord, the source of Israel, with the choirs. Benjamin, the youngest, is leading them. Next, the leaders of Judah with their noisy crowds. Then, the leaders of Zebulun. Then, the leaders of Naphtali. Your God has decided you will be strong. Display your strength, O God, as you have for us before. Kings will bring you gifts because of your temple high above Jerusalem. Threaten the beast who is among the cattails, the herd of bulls with the calves of the nations, until it humbles itself with pieces of silver. Scatter the people who find joy in war. Ambassadors will come from Egypt. Sudan will stretch out its hands to God in prayer. You kingdoms of the world, sing to God. Make music to praise the Lord. Selah. God rides through the ancient heaven, the highest heaven. Listen, he makes his voice heard, his powerful voice. Acknowledge the power of God. His majesty is over Israel, and his power is in the skies. God, the God of Israel, is awe-inspiring in his holy place. He gives strength and power to his people. Thanks be to God. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.